This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Christian perspective on the news does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Radio K Pulpit or the on-air presenter, but is the independent viewpoint of the individual contributor. Please send an email to info@kpulpit.co.za should you have any further inquiries.
Christian perspective on the news.
On Fridays, we welcome Dr. Peter Hammond. He is the founder of Frontline Fellowship, the Reformation Society, Africa Christian Action, as well as the William Carey Bible Institute. Good morning, Dr. Hammond. Trust all is well.
Good morning, Brad. Well, blessed are the peacemakers, and we certainly pray for peace in Ukraine as today President Vladimir Putin and President Donald Trump meets in Alaska, and we certainly hope and pray that reason can prevail and that this horrible, devastating conflict in Ukraine can come to a speedy end. It's gone on far too long. It didn't even need to happen. In fact, it was as avoidable a war as there ever was. The Russians were trying to join NATO several times from 1999 to 2008, turned down by the West every time. How much better would it be to have had Russia as an ally, as a member of the of NATO and European Union, and yet they kept getting refused. And then they were warning that Ukraine cannot be made part of NATO. NATO kept expanding to the east, and all the old Soviet Warsaw Pact allies became NATO members, and then even countries that used to be part of the old Soviet Union became NATO members, and Ukraine, which is right in the heartland, it was like a repeat of the Cuban Missile Crisis, where, in fact, even in January 2022, Vladimir Putin asked assurance Biden that the Americans would not put military bases or put any missiles into Ukraine, and no reply. In February 2022, Russia was asking for an urgent meeting with President Biden, and he refused. And so the war started officially in February 2022. But actually, if you were living in eastern Ukraine, you would have said the war started back in 2014. Because it's in 2014 when America sponsored the coup d'etat that toppled the elected government of Ukraine. And then they started a war against the Russian-speaking residents of eastern Ukraine, the Donbass region. I've got Ukrainian friends, I've got Russian friends, I know missionaries who work in Ukraine, and I've worked throughout Eastern Europe and know many of these people and places. And the Ukrainian army started to shoot rockets, missiles, and do artillery attacks and aerial bombardments of civilian centers, apartment blocks in eastern Ukraine, in the Donbass region. The Russian-speaking people of eastern Ukraine had legislation brought about that they had to have their education in Ukrainian, not Russian. They couldn't even have their children educated in their home language. And when the eastern Ukraine decided to secede, they got bombed and rocketed even more. So if you lived in the Donbass region of eastern Ukraine, you would swear the war began in 2014. 14,000 Russian-speaking Ukrainian citizens died between 2014 and 2022. So when we say that the war started in 2022, we're not looking at it from the perspective of a Russian-speaking Ukrainian who was under fire consistently from 2014 already. And one wonders, what has this war been about? Well, interestingly, the patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Cyril, he said that America wages war against countries that won't have a gay pride march. And in fact, he's not too far wrong. The head of British MI6 actually gave a tweet a few years ago saying, we must keep fighting in Ukraine. We must keep fighting in Ukraine because this is about what distinguishes us from Russia more than anything else, the LGBTQ agenda. And so that's the head of British MI6 said that. So both the patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church and the head of MI6 agree this war is primarily about LGBTQ agenda, what they call gay rights, or what the Russians call privileges for perverts. And the previous government of Ukraine, the elected government of Ukraine, had laws against homosexual grooming of young boys, and the new government that came in, the American puppets in 2014, America put billions of dollars, over $6 billion, into buying up media, creating media, radio, TV, newspapers, in order to launch the Mayan revolution, the color revolution that toppled the elected government of Ukraine. And USAID was abused a lot for that. They put huge amounts into it. And then ultimately they got a Ukrainian comedian who was a cross-dresser and did a lot of perverted things on the platform and made him the new president of Ukraine. And he's got absolutely no credibility in Ukraine at the moment, which is one reason why he's dragging the war out, because there's no way he could continue to be president or get elected again if they had another set of elections. He's so unpopular. People aren't volunteering for the Ukraine army. They're being dragged off the streets, and mothers are fighting the recruiters who literally drag these people off the street. In one case, a Hungarian citizen got beaten to death, for resisting the recruitment, beaten with iron bars and so on. And Ukraine is absolutely furious, as you can imagine. So a country's really lost the war when their people don't even want to join the army, and they're sending information into Russia and posting on the social media the coordinates for the recruiting centers, asking the Russians, please bomb these places. That's Ukrainians asking the Russians to bomb the Ukrainian recruitment centers because of how they're forcing people into the army against their will, just pushing them into what they call a meat grinder. So it's about time for this cursed war to end. There's been a lot of lies, and you know, from the beginning in the media, we've been getting so much lies from the beginning. It's, you know, Russia losing, Ukraine winning, over and over and over. Putin's about to die. Putin's about to be overthrown. You know, Putin's worst nightmare, and Ukraine wins this, and Ukraine destroys that. And if any of that was true, the war would have been over quite a long time ago, and Russia would have lost. But the propaganda garbage, the absolute lies that have been pushed out there, and then the fake stats. We have been lied to about Ukraine so much. The Ukraine war was meant to be part of the great collapse before the great reset. You should recall that back in 2020, we were hit with this COVID pandemic, panic, paranoia, and we had the masquerade madness, the lockdown lunacy. We had the salvation by vaccination COVID cult, and this was being touted by Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum as the Great Reset. And of course, communists believe that out of the ashes of constructive chaos can arise the new socialist man. And so it's always been a communist idea that you have this social Darwinism. If you blow enough things up, out of it will come paradise, utopia. And so the COVID cult ran its course, and people were getting sick and tired of it, and the resistance was starting to grow, and the amount of doctors and scientists blowing the whistle and saying we're being lied to, and the pharmaceutical companies are giving us dangerous drugs, and they haven't been properly tested, and they're not safe, and they're not effective, and they're not even necessary, and there's better alternatives. And they couldn't keep the lid on the resistance much longer. And then almost seamlessly, the newspapers moved from COVID, 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 lockdown, moderate and vaccination to Ukraine. And so it seems that the Ukraine war was the New World Order's next goal, to create a great collapse in order to bring about the great global reset of globalism, where you have a classless world society, you know, which is basically you will own nothing and you will be happy. And this whole globalist United Nations idea, which is warned about in Revelation 13. Revelation 13 warns us of a one-world government that will attempt to control all economics. It'll be a one-world economy, a one-world government, and a one-world interfaith religion. And, of course, this is what the globalists, such as the Bidens, the Kamala Harrises, and so on, this is what the Clintons and others have been pushing, the United Nations, World Economic Forum, and, of course, dear Anthony Fauci, leader of this new cult, this COVID cult. So we can be so grateful that we are far away now from this hideous COVID cult. But now the Ukraine war was the next step of trying to create a global collapse. Praise God it didn't lead to a third world war, because it could have. there are so many red lines that the Americans and NATO have crossed and threatening Russia. I mean, even missiles being fired, American missiles being fired from Ukraine into Russia, civilian casualties caused on both sides, hideous casualties. More than 1 million people have died in the Ukraine war so far. Yeah. Long overdue. And it could have ended earlier, and it's going to end now because the money's stopping. And the war was going to end when the money stopped. My missionary friends in Ukraine said, as soon as people stop making money out of this war, the war will stop. And if Donald Trump turns off the tap and there's no more funding from America, this war will come to an end, and not a moment too soon. Let's keep praying for peace. Blessed are the peacemakers.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.